Yep.
Hello, everybody. This is Leapfrog's NHSN guidance town hall call. It is 1:59. We're scheduled to start in about 1 minute, so I'll just give everybody the chance to join. In the meantime, I do have some webinar reminders. So hopefully you've accessed the audio already. If you haven't, you can access via the computer audio, or you can also join by telephone. Additionally, we will have the slides and the recording available at the end of this. So like I said, we'll give people just another minute or two to hop on. All right, and hello everyone. If you just joined, this is our NHSN town hall call. We'll give just one more minute to allow everybody to join. In the meantime, a reminder that we will have Q&As during the presentation. There's a Q&A button at the bottom of your Zoom. This is different from the chat button that you can see on the right. Please use the Q&A button to type your questions at any point. We have live help desk agents ready to respond. As a reminder, everybody can see your questions and the responses. So if there's anything you'd like to ask but don't want it to be publicly read, you can always submit a help desk ticket to the Leapfrog help desk. Please note that we may also answer some of these questions live. So pay close attention. If you don't see a written response, we may be answering your question live. Additionally, not only the slides and audio from this presentation will be available, but also a transcript of that Q&A will be available on our website. And we do have that linked at the bottom here. So I'll give you just a moment to take note of that link.
Hey everyone, we're just having a technical issue with our Zoom connection. Give us 1 minute and we'll get everything back up and running. Thank you for your patience. Hey everyone, thank you for your patience. We're just having a little technical issue with Zoom. Give us one more minute and we'll get everything back up and running. Hi everyone, if you're joining us for the NHSN webinar, we are having a technical issue with our Zoom. If you could just give us one more minute, we are trying to recover our connection. I thank you for your patience. Hi, Christy, I see you have your hand up. You should have gotten a message asking you to unmute yourself if you want to go ahead and ask your question. Christy, we're not able to hear you. If you still have a question, you can go ahead and put it in the Zoom Q&A chat box. Again, thank you everyone for your patience. Give us one more minute here and we are trying to reconnect. Thank you. Hey everyone, thank you for your patience. Unfortunately, it looks like Kaylee is not able to rejoin. However, luckily, we are fortunate to have a couple of our other program analysts with us, and they are going to bring up the slides and the show will go on. So give us 1 second while we switch presenters and we will get those slides up and we will get started. Again, thank you for your patience. Thanks so much, Dawn. If you could go to your display settings and just say mirror. Yeah, there we go. Just we can make sure we can get up the presentation view for everyone. Thank you all for your patience. We thought it was an internet connection issue. It actually ended up being a Zoom connection issue, but we are going to go ahead now and get started just as soon as Dawn shares his screen. All right, here we are. Thank you again for joining us. I want to thank Dylan Eller, who heroically helped us recover the slide deck so we could move on today. We'll wait to see if Kaylee Scarum can join us, our senior program analyst. But in the meantime, Dylan, if you can go past the first couple slides, I want to introduce Alex Campione. Alex Campione is a program analyst here at LeapFrog, who primarily oversees the hospital safety grade, where we also use this NHSN data. So I'm going to turn it over to Alex to go through today's agenda. And again, thank you for your patience. If you have a question during today's presentation, please feel free to use the Zoom Q&A function. We will be taking questions throughout the presentation. Go ahead, Alex.
Hi, and welcome to our presentation. We apologize for the technical difficulties here, but I'll go ahead and get started. So today we are talking about NHSN and how that works with the LeapFrog survey, as well as safety grade. We'll also get into how you can join the NHSN group and confer your data rights. Again, we ask that you review the data rights template every year. So we're just gonna go over what that kind of looks like, as well as downloading NHSN reports, which we ask hospitals to do at each of our data download dates. And there are four of those. So we will then go into the key dates, and those really correspond with our four download dates. All right, next slide. Okay, so I'm sure that many of you are very familiar with NHSN and how data is entered into it and how to manage the patient safety module. So the data that we use is the data that is submitted to CMS on a quarterly basis. And this is the data that is used in the hospital inpatient quality and reporting program for HAIs. And so the reports that we pull are actually the same reports that are sent to CMS, and they're in the same type of format and are very similar in that way. So we will show the exact folders where you can find that data. And I'll mention now, can we go back one slide? So for those that are in health systems, you may be familiar with NHSN groups, and they provide some great training information on how the groups work within NHSN, but essentially LeapFrog has created their own group, and it's one of the biggest groups in NHSN where we're able to access some of your data. All right, next slide. So we use five healthcare acquired infections in the survey and the safety grade. We have CLABSI, CAUTI, MRSA, C. diff, and surgical site infection after colon surgery. So the many of these, several of these measures are limited to ICUs and particular wards, so it can get a little bit tricky when we talk about what units we have access to. Whereas MRSA and CDF are facility-wide, so it's a little less complicated. This year, we made Section 7 required in the hospital survey, so we no longer have to worry about hospitals also submitting Section 7, and we can talk a little bit more about that later. But essentially, all hospitals will complete Section 7, but we won't necessarily have access to your NHSN data if you don't go through the steps that we'll go through in the next few slides. Next slide. Okay.
So I'm just going to hop in here. Apologies for the technical delays, and thank you so much to my colleague, Alex, who's another analyst here at LeapFrog, for jumping in and doing a great job. I was talking to myself for a bit, so we're just going to do this again for the second time, and it'll be even better this time around. So thanks for sticking with us, everybody. All right, so you know that LeapFrog collects this data. What actually is the standardized infection ratio? This is what we're downloading from NHSN. It's often referred to as a STIR. So this STIR was developed by the CDC, and it's based on 2015 national aggregate data and specific risk factors. We have the actual algorithm here in green. So as you can see, it's the number of observed infections or the actual infections that occurred in your hospital divided by the number of predicted infections. So these are this is the count of infections the CDC predicted you would have during the reporting period based off risk factors such as your community prevalence, the number of ICU beds in your hospital, the location type, and the average length of stay of patients in your hospital. So how do you interpret this? A STIR of one would mean that you had the same number of actual infections that the CDC predicted. So you're performing as expected. A STIR less than one means that you had fewer infections than predicted, or you had less infections than predicted. And a STIR greater of one means there were more actual infections than the CDC had predicted. So I've included a link at the bottom of this slide to the CDC's STIR guide. This has a lot of great useful information. If you have any questions on what a STIR is or how they calculate it, there's tons of information available in this guide. Next slide, please. Okay, so now that you know what a STIR is, how do we use this information? So as mentioned, we do use it in Section 7B of the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. This is reported on our public reporting website at ratings.leapfroggroup.org. And I have a screenshot of our website to the right with an example hospital. We do include all five infection measures, and we place you into performance categories. We use cell phone bars to visually depict this category. So as you can see, achieve the standard is 4 filled bars. Considerable achievement would be 3 filled bars. Some achievement is 2 filled bars, and limited achievement would be 1 filled bar. You can also click on the orange show more on this hospital's performance and see the actual STIR that your hospital had for the reporting period. So this is available to the public. Anybody can go on our ratings website and see how a hospital near them performed. Next slide, please. We do also use your teaching status for the LeapFrog Hospital Survey. So please note that this year we have our newly scored nursing workforce measures that we're very excited about. And we do place hospitals into 1 of 5 cohorts. So these cohorts are based on your teaching status, teaching or non-teaching, as well as the number of staffed beds that you report in Section 1A basic hospital information. So we have the 5 cohorts listed here. If you're a teaching hospital, you can be small teaching with less than 500 staffed beds, or large teaching if you have greater than 500 staffed beds. We have a cohort for non-teaching hospitals, and this also includes hospitals that do not join LeapFrog's NHSN group. And we have a pediatric and critical access hospital cohort as well. So that teaching information, as I mentioned, comes from the NHSN annual hospital survey. We also provide your teaching status from the survey on our ratings website. I have another screenshot to the right. If you scroll all the way to the bottom of the ratings website for a specific hospital, you can click on more information, which is in green. And that first row provides the teaching hospital status, so teaching or not teaching. Next slide. And as a reminder, I do just want to let you know that at any point, you're welcome to ask questions using the Q&A feature at the bottom of Zoom. So please feel free to click on Q&A and type your question. All right, so that's how we use NHSN data for our LeapFrog hospital survey. We also use it in our safety grade program. So the NHSN data is the primary HAI data source for hospitals that are eligible for a safety grade. For the safety grade, we use gas gauges to visualize your performance. So red means you're performing worse than average. That orange or yellow color means you're performing on average, and green is better than average. So you can see in this screenshot, we provide your hospital SIR, which is 0.663 in this example, the best hospital SIR, and then the average hospital SIR. So that is how the NHSN data is used in safety grade. We also use it in our value-based purchasing program. These are screenshots of our benchmarking reports. And you can see highlighted in the red box, we have all five infection measures that create the infections domain with 22% of your VVP score. And we also provide some summary statistics in this report as well on the right. Next slide, please. Okay, so now you know what NHSN is, what a SIR is, and how we use that data. I'd like to cover next some of the technical points about how to join LeapFrog's NHSN group and how to confer data rights over to us. So in order to have scored results for Section 7B in the LeapFrog Hospital Survey, and for them also to be used downstream in safety grade in our VVP programs, you must join LeapFrog's NHSN group and accept our data rights template. Please note that this has to be completed by an administrative level NHSN user for your hospital. You need to provide an accurate NHSN ID in the hospital profile of your 2023 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. And you need to submit that 2023 LeapFrog Hospital Survey. Next slide. Okay, so the first step you're going to take, if you have not done so already, is to join a group. So you want to log into NHSN, which is at sams.cdc.gov, and select NHSN reporting. You'll then be on the landing page where you can select the patient safety component and hit submit. Here, you're going to see a menu on the left-hand side. You can see the screenshot to the right. We've highlighted the group option and then join in the red rectangle. Once you've clicked that, you'll be able to input the group ID and group joining password in the two provided boxes. And then you just want to hit join group. Next slide. All right, so while you're still logged in, you also want to confer rights to LeapFrog. So again, on the left-hand side menu, you're going to select group and then select confer rights. You'll now be on this membership page that we've included a picture of. On this page, you want to select the LeapFrog group from the groups and then hit confer rights in the red rectangle. And on the next slide, you can see the page that will appear. It's the confer rights patient safety page. You want to review the requested information and click accept at the bottom of the screen. All hospitals need to complete this process before the June 22nd NHSN join by deadline and whenever changes to your location mapping been made. So I want to reiterate that again, this process needs to be completed by June 22nd. Even if you've already joined our group, all hospitals must complete this process annually and anytime changes to your location mapping are made in NHSN. Next slide, please. Okay, so here's the nitty-gritty. This is where we see most of the issues with reported data discrepancies. Typically, there's not actually a discrepancy. There's an issue with this data rights template. So this template automatically includes both active and inactive locations that a hospital has mapped.
Please leave the template with all locations selected in the dropdown for each infection type. So what I mean by this is, if you can see under your location, the dropdown says all selected in blue. What you should not do is check the NA box, which is highlighted in red. Most people think that when they're checking this box, they're including a location, but it's actually the opposite. This checkbox means that you want to exclude a location. So this data rights template has already been set up by LeapFrog to collect all the data we need from hospitals. We do not want you excluding locations. Technically, if you have the red text, no locations meet criteria next to one of your units, it's okay to have the box checked, the NA box, but we really suggest you don't even check it in this case. If no locations meet criteria, this unit won't be included in your SIR. And you do run the risk when you change location mapping that that box will still be checked, and then you'll have a discrepant SIR. As a note, please be aware that you must include any locations that were active during the reporting period, even if they are currently inactive, because we want an appropriate SIR for that reporting period. So really, to summarize this whole slide, when you are going through your data rights template, you should not need to check any boxes. You should not need to make any changes. Even we see people sometimes put an ending date in the two box. So you can see the year in this example is 2015. The two box should be blank. That's how it comes up automatically. Do not check the NA boxes, or else you will be excluding units from LeapFrog's data that you're seeing in your data, and we will get different SIRs. Next slide, please. Okay. In addition to the SIRs, we also need access to your 2022 Patient Safety Component Annual Hospital Survey in NHSN. Like I mentioned before, your responses here can affect your predicted values, and it also has your teaching status that's used for your nursing measure scores. Again, you should review your data rights template and re-accept it annually before that first June 22nd join-by date, even if no updates have been needed as far as mapping locations for your hospital. I will add one caveat. If we ever make an update to our data rights template, you will receive a notification, both a mailing from LeapFrog and also a prompt within NHSN to re-accept that data rights template. I will say we haven't changed our template in 6 years, so this is a pretty rare occurrence, but we do like to note it just in case. If you failed to accept these changes to the data rights template, that would mean that we would no longer have access to your data and you would be reported as not available for all 5 infection measures. Okay, so let's say you've joined our group, you've granted us access to your data via the data rights template. The next step you'd want to take is to download your reports in NHSN so that you can compare to the LeapFrog data. So the key to this is that reports should be downloaded from NHSN and saved on the same dates as LeapFrog for the purposes of verifying your data. So I'll go over those dates a little bit later in the presentation. I've also linked them here. They're available on our website. They're available in the hard copy of the survey and also in our NHSN guidance document that we provide. If you do not do this process, we cannot guarantee we can investigate a SIR discrepancy if you do not have the reports downloaded on those specific dates. And this isn't us trying to be difficult. We are more than happy to investigate any SIR disputes. But NHSN will retroactively change calculations to predicted values following any changes to surveillance data. So if you update your PSC annual survey in NHSN, if you submit a new PSC annual survey, if you change your number of observed infections or the number of patient days, those will all retroactively change in the NHSN data sets, which means that even if we are downloading reports for the same reporting period, if you download reports, let's say a month after LeapFrog does, you can end up with very different SIRs than us. So the takeaway from this is that the NHSN data sets are not static and are changing all the time. So you need to take a data snapshot on the same date that LeapFrog does. One note here, if you belong to a health system NHSN group, please do not download your reports for the whole group. That health system group can actually have its own data rights template, which will be different from LeapFrog's and could mean that you're downloading different data. So please individually download reports for each hospital if you are in another NHSN group. So you can find these reports in NHSN under analysis. It's going to be on that same left-hand side menu, reports and CMS reports is what we're downloading. So I have a screenshot of this on the next slide. And it's in that top right-hand corner in the red rectangle. You can see CMS reports at the top. They have a file folder for the acute care hospital data sets, and there's all five infection measures listed as a separate data set. And then just below the red rectangle, there's also data sets for critical access hospitals if you happen to be a critical access hospital. Please be sure you download these exact reports. There are some similarly named reports, especially for things like the SSI colon infection data. LeapFrog uses the complex 30-day SSI colon data, which you can see here. NHSN does have a couple different models for predicting or for providing the SIRS for SSI colon. So what we'll often see is someone will report a discrepancy in their SSI data and they've actually downloaded the wrong report. All right. So we're going to go through the in-depth instructions. Once you have located the CMS reports and clicked on one of your five infection measures, you're going to see a pop-up that allows you to either download the report or modify a report, and you want to click the latter. You're going to see the pop-up that we have included a screenshot of here. And you'll be on that green title/format tab. So the format we want to select is PDF. And on the next slide, you can see you would next click on the time period tab. This is where you're going to select your reporting period. So we want you to select the summary YQ, which stands for summary year quarter, as your date variable. And then you can enter the beginning and ending quarters for the download. So we have four different data download dates. The downloads in June and August use the reporting period calendar year 2022. So you'd input 2022 Q1 as the beginning quarter and 2022 Q4 as the ending quarter. Our October and December downloads are from midway through 2022, so 2022 Q3 to 2023 Q2. Next slide, please.
Haley, we have a great question in the Q&A box. For the data downloads, hospitals aiming to do this on the same day as LeapFrog as you just described, is there a specific time they should be focused on? For example, is it any time after midnight that day, in the afternoon, in the evening? Can you speak to that?
Yeah, sure. So when LeapFrog actually downloads them is the day after the join by date. So let's say the join by date is June 22nd. LeapFrog is downloading them the morning of the 23rd. Now I will say, if you are out on June 23rd, for example, it's okay. Try and download them on the 24th. You may want to let your team know, hey, don't make any changes in NHSN. I haven't been able to take this data snapshot. But really the goal, we're a little bit flexible. We will still investigate your sort of discrepancy if that happens. But please try to get as close to that date as possible. Okay. Let's see. We've covered this slide, so if you want to go ahead and move to the next slide. So once you've entered your reporting period, the last tab you're going to click is the Display Options tab, and you want to choose Cumulative from the dropdown. This will just provide a cumulative SIRS for those four quarters that you just input. Once you've done all the previous instructions, you can hit Run, and it'll download the PDF for you. There's just a note here saying, please don't make any other modifications. The other options are all specified. They're the default CMS IQR report options and should be left as is. Next slide, please. Thank you. The last thing you're going to do when downloading reports is to download your 2022 annual hospital survey. So this opened on January 1st of this year, and it was technically due by March 1st. However, you can update your survey at any time. So that's why we also ask that you download this annual hospital survey at the same time that you download your SIR data sets. Next slide, please. So I'm going to run you through how to download this survey. Again, when you're logged into NHSN, you now want to click on Surveys on the left-hand side menu and then click Find. On this annual survey page, you should select your facility ID. And for the survey type, you want to enter, you want to select the FACSRV-PS hospital survey data. This stands for Facility Survey-Patient Safety. This is that annual hospital survey. And it's always looking at data from the previous calendar year, so select 2022 as your survey year. Once you hit find, your survey responses will appear and you can print or save a copy for your reference. Okay, so now I would like to cover some of those key NHSN dates with you. These are really leapfrogs deadlines in NHSN. And we have four of them. So I'd actually like to just cover the information in this table first. So we can see the first column is the join by date. That's your deadline to join the group, accept our data rights template, and enter that annual hospital survey if you have not done so already. Leapfrog then downloads data on the next day. So as I mentioned, we will be downloading data that morning of the next day. So there's really no time for you to make changes on June 23rd, for example. You need to have reviewed and updated your NHSN data by the 22nd in order to make it in the data download. The third column is the date that we will pull your responses to the Leapfrog hospital survey itself. So we will take a snapshot of the hospital survey, and then we will score and publicly report those results. And the date of that is available in the fourth column. So July is a little different. We actually post results to your confidential details page on July 12th. Only your hospital will be able to see your scoring information. This includes your NHSN data, so your HAI SIRS. The details page is available through the survey dashboard. So you log into your survey and there's a tab to view your details page. This will be populated on the 12th. It gives you time to review your hospital's responses and scoring information. You can report any questions or discrepancies to our help desk at this time. And then the results go live on our public reporting website on July 25th. So for the remaining data download dates, you can see the next join by date. If a hospital hasn't joined by the 22nd, they would want to join by August 23rd. We would download the morning of the 24th. We would score your survey responses starting on August 31st. And that data would be publicly available on our ratings website on September 8th. I would like to note in that fourth column, the HAI reporting period, that's the reporting period, of course, for the infection data. And you can see that the first two download dates are for calendar year 2022. And then we do update the reporting period to be halfway through 2022, so July through the end of June 2023. And those two download dates, the last two downloads, they share that same reporting period. So we want to go to the next slide. Okay. In order to have your NHSN data included for the first data download, again, you want to join our group and review and accept our data rights template before June 22nd. You need to enter a valid NHSN ID in the profile of your Leapfrog Hospital survey, and you need to submit the Leapfrog Hospital survey by June 30th. Please note that the second data download on August 24th will contain the data that will be used in the safety grid. So we really encourage you to join our group by the first NHSN download, NHSN join by date in June, and submit your survey by June 30th so that you can receive any data review messages for discrepancies in your survey data. And also you can troubleshoot any NHSN SIR discrepancies before we download that NHSN data again and use it in a full safety grade. Please note that we do not re-download NHSN data for the safety grade. So that first download is really your chance to hammer out any issues or any questions regarding NHSN data. Next slide, please. Regarding the third and fourth NHSN data download dates, we do have a late submission deadline for the survey of November 30th. So the official deadline is June 30th. At that point, we start scoring and publicly reporting results each month beginning in July. So if you have not submitted by June 30th, you will be publicly reported as declined to respond until you submit, and you have until November 30th to do so. After November 30th, the online survey tool closes to new submissions. Please note that regardless of whether you submit late, so if you're submitting after June 30th, or even if you're submitting on November 30th, you should still download and review the October 24th NHSN data, since it's the first download of the new NHSN reporting period. And this is your last chance to catch any NHSN issues before the final NHSN download in December. We will not re-download in December, so we really encourage you to look at your data on that third download date. We do have our final download on December 21st, 2023, to incorporate any corrections from facilities that have joined. And please note that this is the data. This December 21st data will be used in your spring safety grade. And again, we do not download NHSN data outside of these four data download dates. Next slide, please. Okay, so now I'm going to run through a couple common frequently asked questions, and then we will open it up to the live Q&A session. So our first frequently asked question is, do you have to rejoin LeapFrog's NHSN group if your hospital has joined previously? And the answer to this is no. If you're in our group, you do not need to rejoin year to year. But what you do need to do annually is review your rights acceptance report or the rights acceptance template prior to the first join by date. Please ensure that LeapFrog has access to the data from all locations that were active during the reporting period, not necessarily ones that are active currently, to ensure that we get the appropriate CERN. So again, that date is June 22nd that you would want to do that by. Another frequently asked question we get is, what happens if you decide not to join our NHSN group? What does that mean for your survey results, your safety grade, and your VVP scores? So if you don't join our group, if you don't provide an accurate NHSN ID, or if you don't submit a LeapFrog hospital survey altogether, you'll have the following outcomes. Your hospital would be reported as declined to respond on our ratings website for all five infection measures. If your hospital is eligible for a safety grade, we would use your CMS infection data as a secondary data source. If you do not have CMS infection data available, you would be reported as not available for all five infection measures, and the standard weight will be redistributed to other measures in the same domain. For VVP, your hospital would receive a VVP measure score of 0, and the standard measure weight will be applied to calculate the VVP domain score and VVP value score. So that 0 is getting counted into your score. Next slide, please. FAQ number 3, this is a question we get a lot. Why do I have to download my reports 4 times a year if my hospital is not making updates to our data? So again, this comes down to data being entered into NHSN is not static and it can be updated at any time. So if you make updates to either your infection data, whether that be number of observed infections, the number of device or patient days, or your annual hospital survey in NHSN, then the CMS IQR reports downloaded by your hospital will not match the reports downloaded by LeapFrog, even if they're for the exact same reporting period. And again, this is because NHSN will retroactively calculate your predicted number of infections and SIRS, excuse me, based off this new data. So it's imperative that you get that data snapshot on the same day as LeapFrog, so we know we're working off the same data. Additionally, even if truly no changes were made to your hospital's data in NHSN, the reporting period does change between the first two downloads and the latter two. Next slide, please. Okay. So let's say you've been really good. You've downloaded your report the same day as Leapfrog. You've compared it to your survey results, and you find that one or more of your CERs don't match. So if you downloaded reports on the correct dates and you followed the instructions in our either this presentation or an HSN guidance document that's available on our website, and I'll link at the end, and you find a potential discrepancy, please feel free to contact Leapfrog's help desk. We have dedicated help desk team members that respond very promptly, typically within one business day, but our rule is 1 to 2 business days. And please be sure to attach those NHSN reports that you took the time to download in the ticket. This is what we use to help troubleshoot. All right, and this is our fifth and final frequently asked question, I believe. Why are there discrepancies between my publicly reported infection data by Leapfrog versus what's shown on the CMS hospital compare for the same reporting period? So again, I always like to clarify, Leapfrog uses the CMS IQI reports from NHSN and HAI reporting. These reports do match the specified locations and in-plan data that's sent to CMS and reported publicly in their IQR program. But the NHSN data is reported by brick and mortar hospital rather than aggregating by CCN, which is what CMS does. Additionally, the hospital compared data is frozen based on their quarterly reporting deadlines, whereas NHSN is not static and it's constantly changing and if a hospital updates its data. So I believe that was our last FAQ. I do have a link here to the Leapfrog help desk where you can submit a ticket at any time. And also the NHSN has its own help desk where we may redirect you occasionally if it's a very NHSN specific question. And then finally, I have a link to our NHSN guidance document. This provides all the same information we have in this presentation. If you want to reread any of the information, it provides information on joining the group, reviewing and accepting your data rights template, and downloading those reports. Okay, that concludes my portion of the presentation. I would like to open it up to our live Q&A. If anybody would like to ask questions live, please go ahead and click the raise hand button in Zoom and you'll be added to the queue. And that raise hand button is available at the bottom of your Zoom screen. So we'll give everybody a second to find that button and ask any questions they would like to ask live.
Hi, Kaylee. We actually already have our first question. Can you bring the slides back up and go over the rules related to Section 7 again? I think it was like the third or fourth slide. Thanks so much. Particularly the distinction between Section 7 being required so you can't skip it, but you still need to take some extra steps if you want us to have that NHSN data, if you can review that.
Okay. And can you confirm you're saying my screen, Missy? I got magically booted up.
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Let me see if I can just find that slide.
Oh, I see it up right now.
I'm sorry, this slide?
Yes, yep.
Okay, perfect.
We lost it. Sorry, people, got everyone, we were just being plagued with Zoom issues today. If we can get that slide back up, it was up. I think it was the third or fourth slide.
So I'm sorry, are you not seeing my screen anymore?
No, it disappeared. It was up and now we've lost it.
All right, we have a Zoom ghost today, very strange. I might try keeping it out of the...
Let's keep it out of presentation mode. Perfect, thank you. And let's go to, there we go, slide 7. Thanks.
Alrighty, yeah, it looks like it wasn't updating because the slide I was on didn't quite make sense to me. So, okay, Section 7B, I'm happy to go over this again. It is required this year for submission. So you cannot submit your survey without affirming and submitting Section 7. This includes Section 7A, which is our never event section, and this Section 7B, which is what we've been covering as far as the healthcare associated infections. So again, you don't need to enter any of your HAI information into Section 7B. You just need to provide the NHSN ID in the profile of your survey. and complete the group joining and data rights information within NHSN in order for us to receive that data. Did that answer the question?
I don't see any follow-ups from Tammy, so I think that was helpful. Thanks, Kaylee.
Great, thank you, Misty. Mm-hmm. If we don't have any other live questions in the queue, I am happy to just go through a couple questions that we had in the Q&A chat during the presentation. So one question we received was about the NHSN documentation for small, large, and non-teaching, et cetera, hospital designation. Is this the same information that should match nursing workforce scoring and Section 1A numbers? So yes, just to clarify this again, we do use your teaching status from NHSN, as well as your number of reported staffed beds in Section 1A basic hospital information in order to place you into one of five cohorts for our nursing workforce measures. So in order to calculate the 50th, 25th, and 10th percentiles we use in scoring, we first place hospitals into one of five cohorts based off their teaching designation, which comes again from the annual hospital survey in NHSN, as well as that number of staffed beds. So if you're a pediatric or critical access hospital, you would fall into these two cohorts regardless of your teaching status. So pediatric and critical access take precedence. For the remaining hospitals, you can either be a small or large teaching hospital. If you have less than 500 staff beds, you're small teaching. And if you have greater than 500 staff beds, you would be a large teaching hospital. And then finally, if you're a non-teaching hospital, or if you're a hospital that did not join our NHSN group, and by that I mean you didn't complete any of the required steps, so joining the group, accepting our data rights, providing the NHSN ID, then you would fall into the non-teaching cohort. And each cohort has different percentiles calculated, so you'd be scored differently depending on which cohort you're placed in. Okay, we also received a question on slide 22 as far as the beginning and ending quarters. And I think maybe that slide number is just a bit off, so I'm going to assume you meant slide 24. So we do provide this in our NHSN guidance document as well. But when you're downloading reports in NHSN for the first two data downloads in June and August, you would want to input 2022 Q1 as the beginning date and 2022 Q4 as the ending date so that you're collecting data for calendar year 2022. For the latter two downloads in October and December, this would be 2022 Q3 to 2023 Q2 as the ending quarter. So be careful with your twos and threes on that one. I think that's the gist of the questions I'm seeing in the Q&A. As far as slides, you can print these slides. They are actually currently posted on our website. So that is this link here. You can also just navigate to leapfroggroup.org, go to survey materials, and then click on get help. And we have our town hall call link on a tab to the left. So these slides are available now. We will have a recording of the presentation posted in the next day or two, and we'll have a transcript of the Q&A as well. So I'll give one last chance. If you would like to ask a live question, you can still do so by clicking on the the raise hand button at the bottom of Zoom. You can also, if you prefer to type your question, do so by clicking on the Q&A button at the bottom of Zoom. And we'll give it just another minute since we are a few minutes shy of the hour. I'm not seeing any additional questions. So that will conclude our NHSN guidance town hall call. Thank you everybody for joining today and for bearing with us through a couple technical issues, and have a great rest of your day. Bye.